as we just heard from Robert Lang at the bill signing. Gosh, Comptroller Peter Francia, you know, there are very few times I miss Annapolis, but I really wish I was down there today for that bill signing with President and Senate Mike Miller, Speaker of the House Mike Bush, and the governor sitting there signing bills together after some of the things they said to each other last night. Comptroller Peter Francia is here in studio. How you doing, Comptroller?
I'm great. I'm sorry they didn't invite me to the bill signing.
Remember the fireworks between Governor Glenn Denning and Comptroller Schaefer at those Board of Public Works meetings that were universally known for, let's just say, Comptroller Schaefer's candid statements? Remember some of those?
Yeah, but nothing like what happened last night.
Absolutely.
That was like taking a big rock and throwing it through a plate glass window called Maryland, and everything fell to the ground and broke, and obviously, it doesn't happen very often.
No.
You were in the legislature, but this is...
I don't remember anything like it. I mean, I asked people, and my dad served in... I mean, I don't remember anything like what we witnessed last night, and particularly considering Comptroller Peter Francia on the issues that went around it, from a casino bill being at the heart of what became, to me, legislative malfunction.
Right. The one thing that they're supposed to do down there, according to the Constitution, is pass a balanced budget, and after 90 days... they ended up with a debacle, and you know, the doomsday budget was adopted by default, which was never considered to be
serious.
Serious budget.
You're right.
And I'm recommending three things to fix the window. Number one, the governor should take the budget back and thoughtfully manage it in a way that it can be balanced without any new tax increases or any casino action, and take that and call a special session and bring the legislature back to pass a budget that is at the, you know, using efficiencies and rolling your sleeves up and doing hard work, make the changes that are necessary, that are thoughtful. And I think you could actually improve education and health care using the least amount of the lesser amount of money. But no new taxes, number one. Number two, take casinos off the table. The Senate president, God bless him, has been Senate president for 26 years, and it's time for him to step aside. He's a fanatic for gambling, and it's getting in the way of protecting Maryland families. Just the third thing,
sure,
quickly, because if they use a special session as an opportunity to bring back the gas tax hike, there's going to be a revolution. I mean, people... you just cannot do that to people in these tough economic times. So I hope that they will drop from their conversation any talk of a gas tax increase.
Well, Comptroller, I can tell you this. Delegate Kurt Anderson is going to be in the studio tomorrow, and I spoke with him. There's no appetite in the House of Delegates, even though it passed out of the Ways and Means Committee by a 15-4 vote for that casino. No appetite amongst Democrats to push any casino legislation, considering what the five that we have now out there are. And I know where you stand on that, but also State Senator Jim Brochin was on here, Democrat, who said, you know, for this to be hijacked, everything be held up on casino legislation, a lot of Democrats are upset in the Senate as well.
Well, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And the idea of you know, forcing through the state these unaffordable tax hikes that nobody wants, and then going to Prince George's and jamming a casino down their throat when they don't want it, and of all things saying, we're not going to fund your hospital in Prince George's County unless you accept the casinos.
In the old days, they call it protection money. Old days, it's like back you up into a corner.
I mean, you were down there with my good friend, the Senate president.
Yes.
But 26 years as a Senate president, it's just time to step aside, because it's this whole gambling circus has damaged the state. And as I said, the plate glass window is broken and all the pieces are on the floor. And I think the governor should reach down and fix it now along the guidelines I talked about. But
well, he's talking sales tax. He's talking sales tax increase today, even today,
yeah,
a potential increase from 6% to 7%, Comptroller.
I don't know where he gets his passion for tax increases, but it's almost, you know, it's stunning. And, you know, there's almost
and the appetite
for, you know, let's go out and if not this tax, that tax. So what people say, well, what happened here? What happened was we had a half-baked proposal that arrived at the legislature with all these enormous tax increases baked into it, and the and essentially the process got choked when they tried to combine it with the casino gambling. And but the problem here is that the people putting the budget together are not rolling up their sleeves and doing the kind of work that small businesses and families are doing around the state and making sure that the taxpayers' money is spent as efficiently as possible. And so I think this is totally fixable. But, you know, an adult has to step in and correct the situation because it's a mess right now.